Let justice be served.
Award-winning journalist Mike McIntyre is your host.
Crime and Punishment
on AM 770 CHQR.
Welcome back to the program and off to Calgary, Alberta we go. It's been a violent couple of weeks in Calgary as gang activity revs back up after what police say was about an eight-month lull in serious gang violence. A 22-year-old man shot to death last week in a drive-by shooting in the city's southeast corner. The next day, another man shot repeatedly and wounded on a northeast Calgary street in what is believed to be a retaliation attack. Two suspected gang members then busted last weekend by police for allegedly having a prohibited handgun. One of the suspects, police say, was wearing body armor. They were then released on bail earlier this week to, I suppose, the general disgust of citizens and police officers. So what exactly is going on in Calgary? Well, to talk a bit about this is someone who sadly knows too well about the kind of violence that can occur among young people. Her son, Aaron Shoulders, was murdered back in July of 2003. There are still no arrests that have been made in the case of Aaron Shoulders' killing. We're joined right now by Aaron's mom, Steffi Stavine. And Steffi, I take it that as you watch what unfolds in recent days and weeks on the streets of Calgary, that this is all too familiar for you and what your family has gone through.
Yes, thank you, Mike, for having me on your program. And yes, you're right. It's a daily struggle. And I am just outraged that no matter how many times the police makes arrests and there has been like 350 weapons charges, over 117 arrests made, and every time the revolving door at the courts, they're free again the next day. And that's an outrage because the gang members already know that there's no jail term, so the violence continues. And they're terrorizing the youth, and they're terrorizing the families in our city. And something has to be done, you know.
You have a very moving and powerful website regarding your slain son, www.aaronshoulders.ca. And in there, you tell Aaron's story. And I must admit, it is very moving. I'll just read a portion of it here. On August 16th, 2003, my son Aaron and I had planned to watch movies at home. Aaron loved blizzards from the Dairy Queen and had asked me to pick some up. At around 8:30 p.m., Aaron's friend called him to go to the club dancing. My son loved to dance, and which they had planned to do around Aaron's 18th birthday to celebrate. I gave him a ride and dropped him off at his friend's house about 9 p.m. Aaron told me that he would come home, but it would be late. He was always so good at letting me know where and when he was going and if he'd be home or not. That same evening, I had a very restless night for some reason. I fell asleep but woke up about 2:30 a.m. My stomach was so upset that I went to the store and picked up some ginger ale. I could not sleep for a long time and finally fell asleep again at 5 a.m. At 7:05, I was woken up by a phone call. Still half asleep, I did not understand much at first until I heard my son's name and that Aaron had been involved in an altercation and was in ICU at the Foothills Hospital in Calgary. It was the surgeon on the phone telling me to come right away. I had asked if my son was going to be okay, but he would not answer me. Of course, Aaron put up quite a fight, Steffi. He, in fact, appeared, I understand, at one point that he was going to make a recovery from the injuries that he had sustained in a fight outside a Calgary nightclub. According to Aaron's friends, he had tried to stop a fight that started inside a nightclub between another friend of Aaron's and about 20 young Asian men. The bouncers kicked your son and his friends out on the street without calling police. And at that point, the fight was on. Your son was attacked, police believe, by up to 12 young Asian men. He was stabbed once, slicing all his main organs. And of course, eventually he would not survive. He would succumb to the injuries. One of the many troubling aspects of this case is that here we are some 2.5 years later, Steffi Stavine, and there are still no arrests in your son's case. Clearly there are people out there who know what happened that night who have chosen to remain silent.
Oh, yes, definitely. And I have, you know, worked diligently to try and continue to put the message out there, because we do know that there's individuals that were there. There was over 200 people present, and many, many witnesses were interviewed. But there again, I want to remind you that these gangs are terrorizing our youth, so fear is paralyzing them. They're afraid to talk because they're going to be next, because these gangs don't care about nothing about human life. It doesn't matter who they take out, whether they're innocent or other gang members.
We're talking to Steffi Stavine. She is the mother of Aaron Shoulders, the young Calgary man killed 2.5 years ago in an unsolved homicide. Police believe many people know what happened to Aaron and are remaining silent. And, of course, the recent spate of gang violence in Calgary now conjuring up some very harsh memories for Steffi and her family. I want to hear from you. 1-800-665-2202. What is going on the streets of Calgary? Love to hear from people who are living in Calgary and who have some theories on this recent level and spate of violence. Certainly concerned that the violence is not going to end, that one shooting leading to another, and when will it end? 1-800-665-2202. We'll take a break and be back.
Call Mike McIntyre now, toll-free at 1-800-665-2202. This is Crime and Punishment on the Chorus Radio Network.
It's a weekly look at Canada's judicial system, Crime and Punishment, with Mike McIntyre on AM 770 CHQR.
Welcome back to the program. A reminder, you can email me anytime, find out all about the show, including a preview of today's show, by going to my website at www.mikeoncrime.com. Also, you can answer today's jury poll question. A great website out there, aaronshoulders.ca. It's been set up by Aaron's mother, Steffi Stavine, who is joining us right now live from Calgary, talking about her son's killing in 2003, a killing that remains unsolved, that police and Aaron Shoulders' friends believe was at the hands of gang members in Calgary. Let's go to the phones right now at 1-800-665-2202. Christine joining us from Calgary. Hey, Christine.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm calling from Calgary as well, and it just seems lately in the news there's just so much violence, a lot to do with the gangs. My brother, who is 45 years old, was a week ago Thursday, walking at about, 6:15 maybe at night, along Bonaventure Drive in Calgary. And it's not an unbusy road, like it's not a major thoroughfare. But anyways, he's walking along, and there's five guys coming towards him, young teenagers. He bumped shoulders with one of them as he was trying to pass them on the sidewalk. And he sort of turned back and looked at them, but then continued walking. Next thing you know, he knew they were on him, all five of them, beating the crap out of him.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to fight them off. He had grocery bags in his hands, and so he was trying to fight them off. Two people that were going by, all the other people going by on the road, nobody stopped, nobody did nothing, not so much as even honk a horn.
Seems to be the popular refrain these days. Steffi Stavine, we only have a few seconds left, but I take it you've heard other horror stories like this. I highly recommend people check out the website, aaronshoulders.ca. They can read all about Aaron's story, and I take it you're just hoping for a break in this case.
Well, it doesn't look too promising from what police has told me, because they're basically waiting on one of the witnesses to grow conscience and come forward.
Well, we will hope, and we will take a break. Be back with you in hour two.
The judge needs a jury. Call Mike McIntyre now, toll-free at 1-800-665-2202. Crime and Punishment on the Chorus Radio Network.